The House of Saud emerges onto the pages of history in 1744, when the chieftain of a small oasis town of Diriyah, Mohammed bin Saud, formed a pact with Islamic fundamentalist theologian. Seeking refuge in Diriyah, Mohammed ibn Abdul Wahhab, Saud would be emir, Wahhab would be imam. Together, they would bring Wahhab's vision of Islamic purity to Arabia. The Emirate of Diriyah, which was under nominal Ottoman rule, would meet a violent end in the Ottoman-Wahhabi War of 1811 to 1818. The Saudi emir would seize the Islamic holy cities of Mecca and Medina and denounce the Turkish Sultan as being unworthy to be called Caliph and Protector of the Faithful. This insurrection was met with overwhelming force. 50,000 Ottoman troops would be sent into Arabia. All Wahhabist theologians found would be executed. After a siege that would last for months, Diriyah would be leveled to the ground. The conquered state's emir, Abdullah bin Saud, would be brought to Istanbul, where he would be publicly beheaded while being forced to listen to lute music, which Wahhabism forbade. His severed head would be thrown into the Bosphorus. However, this would not be the end of the Saudi family or Wahhabism. Turki bin Abdullah bin Mohammed, a grandson of the founder of the emirate, would escape the Ottoman siege of Diriyah, and after a few years in hiding, would establish a second Saudi state, the Emirate of Najd. With Diriyah in ruins, the nearby city of Riyadh was chosen as a new capital. His son, Abdul Rahman bin Faisal, would succeed him. In 1891, he would be defeated in battle and driven out of Riyadh by the rival Rashidi tribe. Abdul Rahman and his surviving family would flee into the southern desert and take refuge among the Bedouin, and later in Kuwait. After defeat in battle in 1900, he would give up all ambitions of recovering his kingdom, and would focus on Wahhabism, becoming the tribe's spiritual leader. His son, Abdulaziz ibn Abdul Rahman ibn Faisal ibn Turki ibn Abdullah ibn Muhammad al Saud, or simply Abdulaziz, as he is known in Arabia, or Ibn Saud in the West, would take over as head of the family in secular and military matters. Beginning in 1901, Abdulaziz would set out to reconquer his family's kingdom, with just 60 men at his side, including many relatives, a half-brother, and cousins. He would raid and terrorize the tribes loyal to the Rashidi. On the night of his 27th birthday, Abdulaziz and 40 of his kinsmen, taking advantage of a few tilted palm trees, scaled the walls of Riyadh. The Rashidi governor and his men would be slaughtered before being able to organize a defense in Riyadh's citadel. Abdulaziz would found the third Saudi state, reviving the Emirate of Najd. He would then ally himself with the Ikhwan, fierce Bedouin warriors who had been converted to Wahhabism during the reign of Abdulaziz's forefathers. Together, they would subjugate the Najd desert and crush Ottoman attempts to intervene in his reconquest. During the First World War, the House of Saud would ally with the British Empire against their common foe, the Ottoman Turks, and their Arabian allies. One by one, he would solidify his control over the tribes of the Najd desert through marriage and conquest. After the First World War, the British would supply the Saudis with a glut of surplus munitions, which they would use in the conquest of Mecca in 1925, ending 700 years of Hashemite rule in the city. In 1927, the Wahhabist Ikhwan would rebel against the House of Saud, which they saw as being corrupted by their increased wealth and Western alliances. Even the non-Wahhabist Muslims they saw as infidels. By 1929, the rebellion was crushed. In 1932, the House of Saud would consolidate the dual kingdoms of Najd and Hejaz into a single kingdom that would bear the name of Ibn Saud Abdulaziz's family. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. In 1938, a discovery was made that would change the fate of Arabia and the region forever.
For here are more proved and readily accessible reserves than in all of North and South America together, and the region is rapidly being developed. In eastern Saudi Arabia, the Arabian American Oil Company, called Aramco for short, discovered five major fields during the decade after the first commercial producing well was completed in 1938. The daily output by 1947 was over 400,000 barrels and steadily climbing.
Abdulaziz would remain neutral throughout World War II, although favoring the Allies. Near the war's end, he would meet both with Winston Churchill and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, whom he met with for 3 days, forming the basis of Saudi American cooperation in regards to oil production and politics in the region. Till his death in 1953, at the age of 78, Saudi Arabia would continue to find more oil and rapidly modernize.
In this land of great tradition, there arose a powerful leader who unified his 5.5 million people and set out to achieve a renaissance. His Majesty, Abdulaziz ibn Saud.
A nation far different than the one he had founded when he and 40 loyal men climbed palm trees to scale the walls of Riyadh 50 years earlier. Passed to his eldest surviving son, Saud bin Abdulaziz al Saud. King Saud was almost universally liked, as he was an enjoyable person to be around, amicable and loquacious. However, he was viewed as a weak leader, especially when it came to Israel and the socialist leader Abdel Nasser of Egypt, who wanted to unite the Arab world and claimed that the oil beneath Arabia's sand belonged to all Arabs and not just the House of Saud. After receiving medical treatment in Europe, the eldest of his 44 younger brothers, Prince Faisal, with the backing of the religious community that had issued a fatwa in his favor, and the entire family, forcibly assumed the position of regent of Saudi Arabia. Shortly after, the family forced Saud to formally abdicate and leave the country in exile. He would spend the last years of his life traveling, including a few years in Egypt, where he was allowed to broadcast anti-Faisal and pro-Nasser sentiments on Radio Cairo. Faisal would institute a vast swath of reforms in many areas of Saudi life, from education, law, taxation, welfare, to the abolishment of slavery, and the institution of television. In 1966, one of Faisal's nephews led a violent protest against a television station. He was shot dead by a policeman. King Faisal was strongly anti-communist and socialist, which he saw as linked to Zionism. He supported monarchies and conservative movements throughout the Arab world, and sought to counter the influence of socialism and Arab nationalism in the region by promoting pan-Islamism as an alternative. He would also fight a proxy war with Egypt's Nasser in Yemen until 1967. King Faisal would reconcile his relationship with Egypt. During the 1973 Arab-Israeli War, launched by Sadat of Egypt, King Faisal withdrew Saudi oil from the world markets in protest over Western support for Israel during the conflict. This action increased the price of oil and would be the primary force behind the 1973 oil crisis. It would be the defining act of Faisal's career and gaining him lasting prestige among many Arabs and Muslims worldwide. In 1974, he was named Time Magazine's Man of the Year, and the financial windfall generated by the crisis fueled the economic boom that occurred in Saudi Arabia after his death. On March 25, 1975, Faisal was shot point blank and killed by his nephew, Faisal bin Musaid, who had just returned from the United States. He was the brother of Faisal's nephew who was killed in the television protests. Most believe this was the motivation for the assassination. After the king's funeral, the assassin would be convicted of regicide by the highest religious court in Saudi Arabia. He would be beheaded publicly in Riyadh in front of a crowd of thousands. Faisal's brother, Khalid bin Abdulaziz al-Saud, would take the place as king of Saudi Arabia. During his 7-year reign, Saudi Arabia's cities would continue to rapidly grow and modernize, fueled by high oil prices. His reign would also see increasingly closer ties to the United States. His reign would be followed by his brothers Fahad, Abdullah bin Abdulaziz, and the current king, King Salman. All sons of the original Saudi king, Abdulaziz ibn Saud. The current Saudi crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, may be the first of Abdulaziz's grandchildren to take the throne when he succeeds his father. This has been Epimetheus. Leave a like, comment, subscribe. That really keeps me going and motivates me to make more videos like this on my spare time. If you would like to enable me to make more videos like this more often, please consider supporting me on Patreon, and that would make that possible. Thank you very much.